This is Crossed Paths, written by Liriel Claire 007, read by Mistborn Hero. A Witcher and His Dark Materials crossover, rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Jennifer, Geralt, Lyra, Will, Pantalaimon, and some original demons. It is tagged for canon divergence, magic, vampires, canon typical violence, mild blood, mentioned Ciri, pre-Geralt Jaskier, post-episode Rare Species, season 1, episode 6, spoilers for The Subtle Knife. Summary. Geralt and Jennifer are looking for someone. Will and Lyra are in a strange place. Perhaps this chance meeting isn't quite by chance after all. A demon is not an animal, of course. A demon is a person, a real cat. Face to face with a demon in cat form would not be puzzled for a moment. She would see a human being. Philip Pullman, The Imagination Chamber. I can't find her, Jennifer says, frustrated. She throws down her crystals in disgust. Geralt keeps his voice calm despite the turmoil in his heart. We'll find her. From everything I know of her, Ciri is resourceful and clever. And if I know the queen at all, he grimaces, then continues. If I knew Calanthe, I am sure she had her own plans in place for keeping Ciri safe in the event of an attack. She may even be looking for me. As if she doesn't even hear, Jennifer goes on. I can see a little farther, being here in this place of power, but it isn't far enough, and I don't like sending out Lothaniel for so long. I feel diminished without him. Geralt's demon, Rina, rests her head on his knee. They understand. They don't like to be separated either. Every time reminds them of the grasses. Rest, Jen, he says gently. You can't do anything at all if you're worn down to nothing. Again, she ignores him. I'm checking the immediate vicinity for danger. Her eyes go distant as she sees things that aren't in the room with them. Geralt waits, watching her in the flickering candlelight. He wants to find Ciri too, has been looking for weeks, and every new day brings a new note of despair. But Jennifer seems to be taking it personally that they haven't found her yet. He wishes he could convince her that she doesn't have to carry the weight of everything all on her own. They may not be lovers anymore, but they are still friends, and it is clear to everyone involved that they are better this way. All the love, none of the explosive destructiveness. A gasp brings him out of his thoughts. Jennifer's lovely violet eyes, now full of fear, meet his. There are two children. They've just come through a... She falters. Through a portal? They are powerful. They are from another world, Geralt. And they don't understand the danger. Geralt is on his feet and moving towards the door before she is done, but she throws herself in his way. No! Send Rina! He stiffens at this, but her eyes are wide and terrified. Geralt, There are vampires in the streets. You have to split up. Is it safe? Pantalaimon flits around Lyra's ear as a moth. His soft wings tickle. Will Parry and Lyra Belacqua, past exhaustion and terribly thirsty and too long frightened to even truly notice the fear any longer, stumble from one world into another and peer into the dimly lit street. They are in a small village, with buildings in clumps and a cobbled street running crooked between them.
It feels safe,
Will says slowly. There are people around, so they must not have specters here.
I ain't worried about specters, Lyra scoffs.
Pan transforms to a mouse and huddles at the nape of her neck, shuddering.
It's so spooky, though, watching the people go
limp. Will finishes for him. Blank, Lyra says.
Empty, Pan says.
We just need a place to sleep, Lyra says.
But there's people here. Should we go outside the village? Or I could ask the alethiometer if you think I should.
She looks to Will for approval. She's not going back on her word. She will only use it on his say-so. She can see Will thinking, puzzling out the best course of action, when a great, shaggy shape seems to materialize in front of them. It was only just quiet, but it felt like magic. Will immediately put his hand to the hilt of the knife and steps between Lyra and the danger, and her heart swells. But before he can do anything he'll regret, she shouts,
No, Will, don't!
To the dark shape in front of them, she says, wonderingly, Where's the rest of you? Are you a witch's demon? I've never seen one that wasn't a bird.
A demon?
Will, shocked, moves his hand away from the knife.
I apologize, I didn't.
Geralt is no sorceress, the giant white wolf demon says in an amused voice. Her golden eyes seemed to glow in the dark. He is acquainted with one, however, and both of them wish to meet you. Jennifer, our sorceress friend, believes she can be of some assistance. And perhaps you can help us as well. She lowers her head to peer at Pan. And we can keep you safe. This is a dangerous world. Not at all like your own. Pan becomes a cat, and Lyra holds him tight, taking comfort in his weight and warmth. A dangerous world? More dangerous than home, where everyone seems to be chasing them and her own father.
How did they know to look for us here?
Will asks.
Can they see the truth the way Lyra does? Or another way, perhaps? And what's your name? It is rather impolite to try to take us off somewhere without properly introducing yourself first.
Lyra's heart swells again, this time with pride. Will is so brave, standing up to a wolf demon so big he has to look up to see in her eyes. Terribly sorry, the wolf demon says. How rude of me to leave off introductions until after your rescue. Shall we sit down for tea as well?
Who says we need to be rescued?
Penny's trembling in her arms, but Lyra's voice is steady. There are monsters in this world, the wolf demon hisses, clearly at her end. And more specifically, there are several of them in this very town tonight, waiting to dine on unsuspecting victims like you. So can we please make our way to safety so I can get back to helping Geralt protect the town? The tip of her tail twitched, clearly agitated. Properly chastised, Lyra and Will fell into hurried, quiet steps behind the great white wolf. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. Geralt asked me to keep quiet about the monsters if I could, at least until you were safe. I lost my temper, but you are right. I should have at least told you my name. I'm Rina, she says softly, her feet barely make a sound on the cobbled street. And you are Will and Lyra and Pantalaimon and... Her step falters for a moment as she peers at Will, hesitating. I don't know your demon's name, she finally says, but I can see her. She'll tell you someday. I told you, Lyra whispers. Of course you have a demon. Lyra expects Rina to lead them to a house or something like the hotel where they stayed in Citigase. Instead, she takes them to what seems to be the center of town, where a great stone tower seems to pierce the sky. A tower? Will's voice is low, almost fearful. At almost the same time, Pan whispers, Angels! And Lyra sees a shudder go through Will. There are great stone statues at the basement of the tower, but when they get closer, they see that they are not angels. On the left stands a beautiful woman, tall and graceful, reaching out a hand in welcome. On the left is her swan demon, wings spread, neck arched. She's a witch! Lyra says, softly clapping her hands together. This place belongs to a society of sorceresses, Rina says. She paws at a stone to the side of the door, and it swings open on silent hinges. The tower is familiar with me, but do not be afraid. Jennifer said it would welcome you as well. Lyra isn't quite sure what that means, but she's never been afraid of a building, so she steps through the open door. She gasps, and Pan does the same in her arms because something reaches out to them, something with invisible hands. They ghost over her hair and touch the middle of her forehead, and then they are gone and she's standing inside the tower. What was that? She cries. Just the tower saying hello, Rina says. Follow me, please. The inside of the tower is like nothing Lyra has ever seen before. It's beautiful, she gasps, her eyes caught by the spiral of twinkling colored glass that leads up and up and up. She doesn't know where the light is coming from. Even though it is dark outside, every single window has bright light steaming through it. It is breathtaking. Is that the sun? Pan asks. He leaps from her arms, transforming into a fox in mid-air, and darts up the stairs, passing Rina in his excitement. How is the sun shining at night? He jeeps, zigzagging from one edge of the spiral staircase to the other, peeking at the colorful glass. It feels like the sun. If you'd be quiet for more than a breath, I would answer, Rina says, amusement in her voice, and Lyra suddenly feels a flood of homesickness for Jordan College and the cooks and housekeepers who looked after her for so long.
It's magic, Will says. It must be. You said this is a place for sorceresses.
Yes, Rina says, and Lyra can hear her smile. The windows store up sunlight so that it is always blazing day inside the tower stairs. The rooms, thankfully, are more sensible. The tower stairs seem endless, but it only takes a few minutes to climb to the top. Is it more magic? Lyra thinks maybe it is, but there isn't time to ask before Rina is urging them into a room with plush sofas and a wide balcony overlooking the town. Standing out in the night, gripping the iron railing, is the witch. Lyra knows right away she is the witch. The wind is weeping around her, and there is a faint purple glow coming from nowhere and everywhere that seems to be centered at the witch's center. Her black hair is flying in all directions, and when Lyra looks more closely, she sees that her feet aren't quite touching the ground. The hair on the back of Lyra's neck stands up. Jen? Rina steps tentatively out onto the balcony.
He needs you! The witch called Jen screams.
Go!
Rina doesn't hesitate. Stay out of her way, children! She barks at them. Then she's gone. It is a close thing. Geralt doesn't like fighting without Rina. It is like trying to see properly with one eye closed, or to climb a ladder without using his left hand. He can do it, but it is not steady, not right. There are 5 vampires in the town. He dispatches the first one easily enough, but after that, they know he is there. He manages to get the second one, too, but the last 3 decide to gang up on him. Rina shows up just in time. With both of them together, the monsters have no chance. They climb the tower stairs slowly, Geralt's hand resting on Rina's shoulder. He is worn through, covered in blood, no small amount of it his own. His eyes are still black from the potions coursing through his veins.
Will I frighten them?
He asks, quiet. Rina takes a moment before answering. She is thoughtful, his Rina, though she has a temper sometimes.
I don't think so, she says slowly. They are young, but they are made of strong stuff.
Geralt is tall and fair, with black armor and black eyes. He is covered in blood. Lyra is impressed.
You're the Witcher, she says, breathless.
I'm Lyra. And this is Will, and my demon is Pantalaimon. Don't mind Geralt, Jennifer says, leading him to a table where she has a basin of warm water and some rags waiting to clean up his wounds. He was raised by wolves.
You sound like...
Geralt starts, but cuts himself off. He looks sad, Lyra thinks, and it is not because he's been fighting monsters and he can't find this princess he's looking for. It is something else.
We are here to help you, Lyra says.
She tells Geralt about the alethiometer, how she can use it to find out where Ciri is. When Lyra is done, Jennifer adds that she had been able to help them as well. She had taken one look at Will's hand and heal his bleeding, wounded fingers. I think we were meant to find each other, Lyra says. She smiles at Geralt. Geralt looks at them with amazed disbelief.
It's as easy as that. You just ask your questions and that little thing tells you where she is.
He looks at Jennifer.
Can you do it?
She laughs, and her laugh is like bells ringing. Don't think I didn't try. I have no idea how it works. I don't think it's magic. I think it is something else. But I can't make any sense of it. And you know how much it pains me to admit that.
Lyra can do it,
Will says, and there is a hint of anger in his voice.
I've seen her do it. Just ask, and she'll find your missing princess.
Geralt and Jennifer both sit up straighter at the admonition from Will, and Lyra loves him for it. Geralt nods slowly and says,
"Could you find her, please?"
And Lyra sees Will's satisfied smile.
"Course," she says, and in a flash, she is sitting with the alethiometer in her lap, her hair falling down in a cordon, and it only takes a moment to get the answer.
"Today's ride, north, in a straight line." Geralt sags in relief. Jennifer hugs him gently around the shoulders. Then she says softly, "You should ask."
"I don't know if he wants to be found."
Geralt cuts her off.
"Of course he does," Jennifer says. And for a moment, Lyra wants to hide. It feels like something that should be private, this conversation.
Pan transforms into a rabbit and hops into Lyra's lap, burrowing his head into the crook of her arm.
"There's a bard," Jennifer says. She's still looking at Geralt, but she's talking to Lyra.
"His name is Jaskier. Geralt needs to find him to apologize for something. Could you help us with that, too?"
That's why he's sad, Lyra thinks. He hurt someone and can't say he's sorry.
"And maybe you can say a few other things while you are at it," Jennifer adds under her breath. But Lyra is not listening. She is already spinning the dials on the alethiometer. She chews at her lip.
"I don't know exactly. He's at the place where he went to school. Does that help?"
Jennifer nods, smiling.
"Oxenfurt, yes. I can find him there. Go find your lion cub, Geralt. I'll find your bard. We'll meet
here,"
Geralt says.
"The tower is safe."
"Yes," Jennifer says. Turning to Will and Lyra, she says, "And you are safe here as long as you need. There is food and you can sleep, though I doubt you'll be staying more than the night. You need to move on, yes?"
Will nods.
"But thank you for the food, and the place to sleep, and for healing my hand. That alone is..."
He looks at his hand, at the missing pieces of his fingers.
"You'll be all right, Will," Lyra says, squeezing his other hand in hers. "Just for a second."
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 for the challenge crossovers. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening. I love crossovers with His Dark Materials and are always so hard to find because everyone just wants to have demons in their fandoms. And there's so much more to it, like dimension travel. Like, it's a perfect fandom for crossovers. Anyway, I am so glad I found this one. Thank you to LyraElClay007 for writing this fic, and thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed as much as I enjoyed reading and recording this, and please remember to drink some water today.